The next case we will be discussing is Rogers versus Commissioner of Department of Mental Health, which was decided in the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court in 1983. The question before the court regarded whether treatment of an involuntarily committed patient who is refusing psychiatric medication requires a court order in Massachusetts. This case was a class action lawsuit involving seven plaintiffs, all of whom were patients at the Boston State Hospital. On-site legal services staff persuaded them to file a class action lawsuit on behalf of all present and future patients secluded or medicated without their consent. They sought an injunction in damages. The case was initially heard in federal district court. A single judge held that there was a constitutional right to refuse treatment and that a guardian was required to consent for treatment against the patient's wishes. Both sides appealed to the U.S. Court of Appeals, First Circuit, and the case subsequently went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court remanded the case in light of the guardianship of Roe decision. The guardianship of Roe was a case decided by the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court in 1981. It ruled that guardians cannot authorize forced psychiatric medications for an individual. In response, the First Circuit Court of Appeals asked nine questions to the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court. Their responses became the final Rogers decision. The holding of the case was that a committed patient is competent until judicially found incompetent. A judge, through a full adversarial hearing, then decides using the substituted judgment model what the incompetent patient would have wanted if competent. No other state interest could supersede this right to a hearing except in an emergency. An emergency was narrowly defined as a, quote, immediate, substantial, and irreversible deterioration of a serious mental illness, close quote, or likely harm to self or others. The guardian's role is not as the patient's decision maker, but as a monitor of the treatment plan and the patient's continuing incompetence. The substituted judgment is based on six factors, which the judge must consider and make written findings on. Number one is that the patient's previously expressed preference is considered. Number two is the patient's religious convictions. Number three is the impact on family from the patient's viewpoint. Number four is the probability of side effects from treatment. Number five is prognosis without treatment. And number six is the prognosis with treatment. The court reasoned that every individual has the right to, quote, manage his own person, close quote, and make basic decisions with respect to, quote, taking care of himself, close quote. This right is not lost when the person becomes a patient in a mental health facility. This right is only lost on an adjudication of incompetence. And even then, the right is transferred to a court and not a physician, except in an emergency. The Rogers model is sometimes referred to as the, quote, rights-driven model, in contrast to Rennie, which is referred to as, quote, the treatment-driven model of the right to refuse treatment. Both recognize a constitutional right to refuse treatment, but they differ in how much due process is required to involuntarily treat people against their will.